Well, good morning and God bless you. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day today. I'm in America, Florida with the family on a beautiful family holiday. And just enjoying every moment with God, knowing that He has blessed us and that today is our greatest day because God is with us and God has that perfect plan and purposes set before us as we continue to look only to Him. And sometimes we may look at life and not really understand, but that's why the just live by faith. And so as a believer, as a son and daughter of God, we can really take our stand and we can really call those things not as though they are meant to be. And it's a very, very powerful place that God has positioned us, which is on the right hand side of Him in Christ Jesus, and we are glorified with Him. And so this is our new identity that we put on each and every day, that we can really be the lights of the world, that our words can be seasoned with great salt, have great flavor, you know, to speak life and not death. No matter what seems to be going on, as a believer, we want to speak life and we want to move with the inspiration of God because we have the Spirit of God. And so each and every day, we are to put a diligent effort forth to be led of that Spirit because there's great benefit when we put God first, when we look only to Him and we're led of that Spirit. It's very unprofitable when we're being led of our carnal mind and we speak with those carnal lips, but we're to put that away and we're to speak life this day. And you know, it's just an amazing, amazing place to be in, that we can speak life and that we can bring peace through our words, through our presence being there. Wherever we are, we can really bring that peace and life because we're speaking the things of God. And Jesus Christ was all about speaking the things of God, and we're to follow Him. We're to follow His example because it is Christ in us. So each and every day we are to understand that it is Christ in us. And so we take that stand and we, you know, we take our issues to God. You know, problems go to God. You know, we're not to take on any problem. But when we give it to God, He's able to go to work in our life. And so this is why it's so important that we, you know, we take ourselves away and we look to God and we ask Him to give us the words to speak. Because this is what's going to make us very, very fruitful in our walk. You know, when we receive those heavenly words from God and we put them into action and we put them into a purpose of what we're doing with our lives, God is really able to open the windows of heaven because we're not going off our own thing. We're not being led of the carnal mind, but we're being led of the Spirit. And this is where the blessings flow. This is where nothing ever runs dry, is when we're in His presence, when we're being led of Him. And so we are called and we are chosen. And it's just, do we believe that this day? Or are we going to believe the lie? And that's the difference between someone's walk. Are we believing what the world says, or are we believing what God says? Because God's report should be final authority in our life. And, you know, not to receive any other doctrine, not to receive any other report, but what God has said and what God has planned for each of our lives. And what a powerful, powerful position to be in. That we're not just like the people in the world, that we don't have to speak those things of the world. So like, God has blessed us greatly, and so we just continue to look only to Him, because He is the one that will open the windows of heaven above us. And so as we keep our eyes single, our whole body will be flooded with light, and then we can be a light to others, and that we can really, you know, that path can be lit up to others to walk on and to walk with God, and not to be carnally minded and to be led of their flesh. It takes that committed decision each and every day to really look to God, to really put on the whole armor of God. We have a choice to do that, or we can just speak like the world and we can act like the world. But that's not God's intention, and he wants us to be lights in this world. And so we need to claim what is rightfully ours. We have to stand upon God's report, because there's many reports being flown about. And it's this day, what are we going to choose? Are we going to believe the world's report? Are we going to believe what God has said, what God has chosen for us this day? No matter what may be evident in this world, it doesn't belong, because the truth of God is what is final authority, and that's what we want to live by. That's what we want to go after. That's what the desire in our hearts is, to chase after those things that God has completed through Christ. So this is where we want to position our mind. This is where we want to position our heart, because we're not going to do anything in our own strength, in our own fleshy mind. And that's why we need to take ourselves away. We need to ask God for his wisdom, because we don't know everything. We may be very knowledgeable in the carnal world, but God is much superior to that. And so this is what we need to do. We need to get our frequencies onto the level of God's frequency instead of the world's, because the world brings down, the world tears down. But God doesn't do that. God is a God of encouragement. God is not the author of confusion, but he brings peace. He brings clarity and a vision and a goal and where to go. And this is why we put that diligent effort forth, to be led of the Spirit of God. And no matter what it may seem or what it may look like, our eyes as believers and having faith can see past that, and we can see the end result. And that's what we're to call into our life, the end result of what God has done through Christ. And that is the final authority, that is the final report. And you know, as we do this each and every day, you know, you will see differently. You won't see as your carnal self, but you will see through the eyes of God. And that is the availability that we can really have this day. And so that's why we are to watch our words, watch what we're speaking to others, because our words need to come out to them, which are life and not death and not discouragement. And Paul, you know, he covers this in Timothy, that we're to be good to everyone, to be loving, look for peace, to have that humility and humbleness of heart, you know, because we are the example. As a believer, yes, the responsibility on us is to be that example and not to get caught up in the same old babbling that we're used to talking. And this is the practice. And when you change this, God goes to work. God will bless you. God will open the windows of heaven. But it's just the fight between the carnal and the spiritual of each and every day living. And when we put God first and we decide to be led of the Spirit, you see everything for as it is. But when you're being led of the carnal mind, you're confused. You don't know where you're going in life. So like, God has made it very, very simple. Like, we can discern if we're being walking by the Spirit or we're walking by the carnal mind. There's no excuses for anyone not to be able to walk with God and to claim what's rightfully theirs by Christ Jesus. And it's going after it with all your heart. Like the woman with the issue of blood, like the blind men, like all those wonderful records of Jesus Christ. And we've got great examples, and we should take advantage, and we should really walk with it and not let our past experiences stop us. Because it's only you that's going to stop yourself. But when you make that committed decision, like Joshua, he committed to be strong. He listened to the instruction of God and he became strong, and look what God did through him. And so that's all we have to do, is make that decision to be strong and not believe any other report. Like, if any of the old prophets believed any other report than what God said, they wouldn't have seen God go to work in their life. So, and it's the same today. Like, what's being shared in the fellowships, you know, our practice is to be led of the Spirit of God, is to speak by the Spirit of God, is not to, you know, work up teachings and, well, I've studied this. Like, it's, again, you can do those things, but where's the real impact with the words? Just like on the day of Pentecost when Peter stood up, he had great impact. Why? Because Peter's so great? No, But because he just received the Spirit of God, he just spoke with new tongues, and the Spirit gave him utterance. So that's what we're aiming for each and every day. We're aiming to allow the Spirit of God to give us that inspiration so that we can speak life, that we can help others. Because when it's all about you, you're not going to help others. You're still sorting your own thing out. And that's when it says, that's when Paul says, you know, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And that's what we do. We entangle ourselves with the yoke of this life. But we're broken from that yoke. And our yoke is now with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are joint heirs with him. And so this is where we need to stand. This is where we need to confess from our mouth. Because nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible when it takes that one person to stand up and to believe. And to speak it from their mouth. Because life can speak, but God can speak louder. And that depends on the person. And so we just need to continue to be steadfast in this doctrine, in what we're being fed to do. Because this is where we will see the great growth. You know, I really believe the great growth starts within, and then it's able to go without. And so as we're committed and really faithful in these areas, again, like, you see the blessings rolling in. Like me and Amber, we see the blessings rolling in because we're putting that diligent effort forth, and it's available to anyone. Look at the Indian believers. They're doing amazing, the Nepali believers, and it's because they're just using their authority. And that's all we have to do, is use our authority to be strong in that grace that God has given us through Christ Jesus. And we are all able to do the same works as Jesus Christ. And again, that's, do you truly believe that? Are you practicing? Are you practicing ministering? Are you asking God to send those that are sick to you? Because this is a wonderful, wonderful subject, that we can do the same works as Jesus Christ, is just believe in that and running with it and not letting anyone tell you any different. And so again, that's what Jesus Christ was all about. You know, that people accused him of doing fake miracles. People accused him that he was operating devil spirits. But did that stop him? No, he just continued with God. He continued to say what God put in his heart. Whatever God put in Jesus Christ's heart, that's what he spoke, that's what he said. And so we do have a great example, and we can follow to the button, you know, and we can live this life peaceably and perfectly in Christ, not in our own strength, but by the Spirit. And so again, just reflect on this brand new day. It's a brand new day. What are you going to call into your life? Are you going to call death, or are you going to call life? And that's the difference. The morning is a very, very powerful thing. You want to get up and you want to start your day with God. Even if you're tired, that extra hour is fantastic because it puts your mind in a great place. Then you're able to give. You're able to give to others because you're not so focused on yourself. And so, yeah, this is kind of what was on my heart this morning, because, you know, as a believers, we have so much to give. And the devil really doesn't want us to walk in that newness of life. And so he'll bring everything to stop you to do that. But we know the truth. And if you know the truth, walk in it and practice it. And watch God go to work. Watch your miracles come to pass. And so it's a great day. It's a beautiful day. And so I love each and every one, whoever may listen to this. You are God's best. Don't lose sight of the goal and the purposes that God has for you. And if you don't know what they are, then go to him. Say, God, what's my goal? What's my purpose? And he will show you. And I believe that everyone's purpose is to be a son and daughter of God and to live this life till it's full of abundance. But there is an action that we have to take to receive that. And we have to be committed in that. And so I love each and every one of you, and I hope everyone has the best day. God is great. We're going off today to a theme park, and it's going to be great. And we're going to love people, and we're going to speak light, and we're going to really encourage everyone around us, you know, and those who God brings also. So it's a great day. So be encouraged. Know that there's great opportunity out there with you, for you, with God. And go after it. And don't let no one stop you. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad. You should be glad to walk in it. So God bless you.